about Shiva Osa B'Tammuz. First, we will talk about why do we fast on Shiva Osa B'Tammuz, exactly what happened then, and then Emet Hashem will go through the halachas about fasting, when the fasting starts, and then Emet Hashem will talk a little bit about the inyan of the 3 weeks and the inyan of the Zecher L'Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Mishnah in Tainis, at the end of the fourth parak, says, Chamisha Dvorim Iro Esavoseinu B'Shiva Osa B'Tammuz. V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. 5 things happen B'Shiva Osa B'Tammuz, the 17th day of Tammuz, and 5 things happened later in Tisha B'Av. B'Shiva Osa B'Tammuz Nishtabru Haluchas. That was the time when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from Har Sinai, he broke the Luchais. When Klai Yisrael was doing the Aveiro of the Chet Egel, he came down and saw everybody dancing and doing the Avodah Zarah of the Egel. So Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchais on Shiva Osa B'Tammuz. Uvotel HaTomid, that was the time when it stopped and did not have any more animals in order to bring the Korban HaTomid every single morning. This was by the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, when they made the siege around the ear and they couldn't get new animals to come in, so came a time when they did not have enough animals left to bring the Korban HaTomid every single morning. So it was Kiblu B'Chazal that this started on Shiva Osa B'Tammuz. Then V'Hovko HaIr, this was the time when they started to besiege the city of Yerushalayim. It was going on the Churban HaSheni. By the Churban of the Bayis HaSheni, they besieged Yerushalayim, went into the city on Shiva Osa B'Tammuz. Even though by the Churban Rishon, it was Hufko HaIr B'Tisha B'Tammuz on the ninth day of Tammuz, still they did not want to be Kaveya to make 2 Tainuses the same month, one after another, because it would be too much. So therefore, they will kaveir it on the churban of the second bayis, because that was a bigger churban. That we still feel is still a nogeya, even b'zman hazeh. That the Gemara says, we'll talk about it later, that the first Beis HaMikdash was chorav, because of the aveirov, gilaroyis, shvichas domim, and avodah zarah. Mashen kein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave back again the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. After 70 years of being in Bavel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechapa them and gave us back the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. However, the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni was chorav because of mainly the Aveira of Sinas Chinam, and Lamaisa we see that that chet was so great that Lamaisa ad hayoyim hazeh we still did not have again the Beis HaMikdash yet. The Chazal said that the churban of the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni was much more of a destruction than it was of the first Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we make a zikaron of when Hufka Ir for the Churban HaBayis HaSheni, which was on Shiva Osa B'Tammuz. Then the third thing was V'Soraf HaFosto Moises HaTorah, that this Rosh came and burnt up the Sefer Torah, which was, Chazal say, took place on Shiva Osa B'Tammuz, which was a few years before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. V'Hem Tzelem B'Heichol, they put a Tzelem, a Getchka, an Avodah Zarah in the Heichol on Shiva Osa B'Tammuz. And some say this was the same Rosh HaFostumus. When he burnt the Sefer Torah, he also put a Tzelem in the Heichol, which also took place a few years before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. Other Mefarshim say this goes on the Tzelem that Menashe HaMelech made V'emidu B'Heichol. And that was Yud Zayim B'Tammuz. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis in Perek Hamishi says like this, Haloch Aleph, Yesh Yomim Shekol Yisrael Misanim B'Hem. There are certain days that everybody has to fast. Why? Mifnei hatzaroi shiiru bohen. Because of the bad things, the tzaros that happen to us. Kidei lo'orer halavobos. To wake up our hearts. Liftoyach darkei hatshuva. To open up our hearts to start to do tshuva, to repent, to become again close to Hashem. V'yezeh zichron l'maseinu haroyim. The fact that we are fasting on these days should remind us upon the bad things that we did. The way our fathers did then, and really our actions are the same way now. That because of the bad actions that our fathers did, that's why the bad tzaros, the bad things happened to us. Because remembering the bad things that happened, that would make us do good. Like we should do tshuva. Then the Rambam says, V'elu hein, these are the days, Yom Shlishi B'Tishrei, that's Sum Gedalia, then V'asiri B'Teves, Sheboy Somach Melech Bovnu Bechanetza Rosha Yerushalayim, then Vyudzayin Betamuz, Kosnechamisha Dvorm Shiruboy, and then Tishabov. Also because of five things that happened then. Mitzvah will talk about Tishabov later on, maybe in another tape. So what the Rambam is telling us here, that the main reason, the main purpose of a tainus of a fast day is to wake us up to realize that bad things happen to us because of our bad actions, our averus that we were doing. And now we should wake up and do tshuva and return back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this will be a kapara for the averus we did. So it's not mainly just to fast, just to put yourself in pain of not eating and having a good time doing whatever you want. But the inyan of a tainus is to sit down and really think about what happened then, about the tzaros that happened to us, and how we could be misakin it, what type of a tshuva we could do to be misakin the bad things that happened. And the Rambam also says in the beginning of Hilchos Tainus, and Perek Rishon Halacha Aleph, the Rambam starts off that mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, lizoik ulariya b'chatzoitzrois al kol tzoros shetovei al ha-tzibur. If any bad comes upon a tzibur, upon the whole congregation, there's a mitzvah to cry out, to daven to Hashem, to blow the chatzoitzrois. Shenemar al atzar atzor eschem harayoisem chatzoitzrois. Kolemar kol dover sheyitzolchem, anything bad, any type of pain that happens to us, kugain betzorois v'dever v'yarba k'yoytzebem zuaku aleim v'riyu. We have to cry out to Hashem and blow the chatzoitzrois. The Rambam explains, V'dovoze midarki ha-tshuvu. This is a type of a tshuva. Shebizman shetovoi tzara. At the time some pain, something bad happens to us, V'yizaku olem, we'll cry out to Hashem. V'yiriyu, when we'll blow the chatzoitzrois, is yodo ha-keol, everybody knows, shebeglal ma'aseyim aroyim. Hura lehem. Because of our bad actions, this tzara came upon us. Ka'kosel, like the Pasuk says, avonoseichem hituboy. This is going to help us to take away the bad, the sorrow that's coming upon us. The Rambam says, "Av lim lo yizaku." But if somebody does not scream out to daven to Hashem, "For lo yiriyu," you will not blow the chatzoitzrois. El yoyim, a person would say, "Dovizem miminig oylam irulonu v'tzarazu nikra nikris." What happening to us now? These bad times we're having right now—it's a happening. Teva, it happens, but it does not because Hashem is trying to teach us that we're doing something wrong. If somebody says like that, the Rambam says, Harezu derech achzorius. That's the mid of achzorius. Achzorius means to be cruel or to be merciless. In other words, to be brutal. That's called achzorius. So if somebody just takes these bad things that happens to him, happens to the Otsibur, and just say it's something that happens, he doesn't think into it, that's a very cruel midah. The Garem Islam li dobek b'masei meroyim. And that makes you still to stay and do the bad actions that you're doing. The Taisiv Tzora Tzora Sacheris. This will bring even more bad happenings to happen. Hu shekosev b'terah. That's what the Torah says. V'holachtem imi b'keri. If we will go in HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'keri. There is not going after him. Just at times, just by chances. V'holachti gam ani yimochim mechamas keri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also act back to us by giving us more and more punishment. Kolayma, kishovi aleichem tzara, kidei shetoshuv, im toimru shi keri, oisif lochem chamas oisi keri. That whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us punishment, makes bad times for us, it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to wake up and to do tshuva. So if we do tshuva, Hashem will stop bringing the bad upon us. But if we don't stop to do tshuva, we just think it's a happening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just bring more and more bad happenings upon us. Now, this is a mitzvah midiraisa, the Rambam says, to scream, to daven to Hashem, and to blow the chatzoitzrois. The Rambam then says, though, midivrei seifrim, midirabonen, lehisanoi sakol tzorah shatovi ala tzibur, achi rachimeyu min hashemayim. There's ninyan also to fast until HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmonos on us. So it comes out, even though we know there's also a mitzvah midiraisa of the Rambam Paskins to daven every single day, to daven to Hashem, but that's the difference. There the mitzvah is tam tefillah, to daven to Hashem for the needs that we need, we have to daven to Hashem every single day. But here the inyan of a tainus, of fasting upon things that happened there to us is an inyan of doing tshuva. That the Rambam says here, and he said later, that the inyan of a tainus is we have to wake up our hearts to realize that something did happen to us for a reason. It's not just tam happening. That's the midah achzorius to think that tam things happen to us. If anything bad happened to us, like we just learned on Shiva Sebatamis, five bad things happened to us. If these things happen to us, it's a rayam that we were doing bad actions. And this day is a day that's set aside to give us punishment for the bad actions we do. Therefore, now on Shiva Sebatamis, we have to sit down to do tshuva, to think about the bad actions, and to ma'orer as liboy, to wake up our hearts, to try and see what we could do to be attacking these bad midas. Now, like we spoke out before, the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon was Chorav because the Klal Yisrael were doing Averis then, they were doing Gilui Arayos, they were doing Shvichas Domim, and they were doing Avodah Zarah. Now here it's brought down on Shivas HaBetamiz, the first thing bad that happened was that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas when he came down from Har Sinai. And the reason was because he saw Klal Yisrael doing the Chet Egel. They were dancing in front of the Chet Egel. Now, what was the Avera of the Chet Egel? And we went through the Parshas, Mefarshim HaMashma. It was an Indian, even though they thought they were doing the right thing, they thought it was good to have a new manik. They thought Moshe Rabbeinu died, and now they need somebody new to lead them. But the Chet was they didn't ask Hashem. They didn't really find out if this is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. They did what they thought is right. And that's not right. We have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and not what we think is right. And from this, if you stam do what you think is right, that leads you to do Avodah Zarah, that could lead you to do Gilui Arayos, and that could lead you to do Shvichas Domim. Once you start to do what you think, there's no limits to what you think. So the tikkun from this all is to realize that we have to be an eved to Hashem, we have the Taryag Mitzvahs, we have Tamid Chachomim to ask, what is the Dvar Hashem? What is the Das Torah, what should be done, what not should be done, and not just to make up yourself and think, I know what I should do, I don't have to ask anybody else, I know it myself. That's really the Siba of the Chet, what caused the Chet Egel, and from this you could lead to do other Chatoim also. Now by the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, there is brought down that Klal Yisrael were not doing these Averis, and Fakir and Nevi'im did not know exactly what they were doing wrong. Really, they were learning Torah then. So there's a different chazalim. One chazal says it was al techet of sinas chinam. Klal Yisrael had sinas chinam. They hated one another for no good reason. That alone is kamat the worst avera could be, and that caused to be the churban habayis hasheni, that ad hayoyim is there up until today, we're affected from that. In fact, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash right now. Because really, sinas chinam is the opposite what the Torah really wants from us. What the Torah really wants from us is to come to have avas Hashem, love for Hashem, and avas Klal Yisrael, to love another Yid. There's an Indian of kavod habriyos, by giving kavod habriyos, that's also called giving kavod Hashem, because the briyos are ma'aseh yadehem, we're all the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a neshama, we have a chelek of Hashem in us. So by giving kavod one to another, we're also giving kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the tachlis of the Briah is to have avas Hashem, come to love Hashem, to love one another, to love another Jew. And the opposite of this is to have sinas chinam, to come to hate one another, especially there's no good reason for it. What are you hating one another for? You have to realize one another is a tzelem elokim. Everybody has a neshama. So sinas chinam, that's just the opposite of what the Torah wants from us. That was the chet by the churban habayis hasheni, that we affected up until today. So to sit down today and Shiva HaSavatamas to think what we could be misakin, what we could do better, that these sorrows should not come upon us anymore, to do tshuva for these actions, is inyan to be mechazik in the mitzvah of v'yahav to l'recha kamecha, to come to love one another, to have avas Hashem, avas for Klal Yisrael, that everybody should be working together. Another chazal say, that even though Klal Yisrael was Isaac Batera, but the Gemara in the Durham says, Ashalei Birchu Batera Tchila. But before they sat down to learn Torah, they did not make a Brucha. Since they did not make the Brucha Satera, that's why there was a Churban Habayis. And the Ran explains what was so bad the fact they didn't make a bracha first. So he says the pshat was, even though they learned Torah, it wasn't chashiv. It wasn't something important in their eyes. It wasn't that important. They didn't feel they had to make a bracha, like to thank Hashem before they started to learn Torah. And that's a tremendous avera. Like we know Torah is the most chashiv thing we have, and that's the godless of Klal Yisrael, that's the chshivus of Klal Yisrael, that gives us the Kedusha. Like we always say, Kutcher Brichu, V'yaraisa, V'yisrael Ischadu, a Jew and a Kodesh Baruch, when the Torah is one. So since they didn't make a bracha first, they didn't have enough chashivus, it wasn't that important for them, that was also a tremendous sibah to make the Churban Habayis. And this has to do with Sinas Chinam also, because it's the opposite of having Avas Hashem. If they didn't come to love Hashem, if you love Hashem, you realize that Hashem and the Torah and Klal Yisrael is one. So if you love Hashem, you have to love another Jew also. You have to love the Torah. You have to want to learn the Torah. You have to learn the Torah Lishma. Mainly you have to make a bracha before you sit down to learn the Torah. But if you have sin aschinim, you come to hate things. So also you come to hate Hashem, you come to hate the Torah. So even though actually it doesn't say they really hated Hashem, that they hated the Torah, they still were learning the Torah, but I call upon them, they weren't learning it with enough chashivas. They didn't make a bracha beforehand. It wasn't that important in their eyes. That's because it was missing this inyan of Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, and Avas Klal Yisrael. So therefore, what we have to be misakin now with this inyan, to have a tremendous amount of Ava, love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love for another Jew, and love for the Torah, to learn the Torah, be Ava, be Hasmada, be Gedusha, be Torah. And now we'll go to the halachis about Yeshivas HaBetamis. As the Mechaber says in Simin Tov Kuf Nun, that HaKol Chayovim Lehisanois Arba Tzumas Halolu. There are 4 days that everybody has the chiyuv to fast, called the Tainis Tzibur, and one of them is Yeshivas HaBetamis. And the Mechaber says, we also lifrit geder. Like you're not allowed to do different than the Tzibur, not to fast. In other words, there's a chiyuv now to fast on Yeshivas HaBetamis. Even though in Chazal it's mashm, it's up to you if you want to or not. But I call upon him now, already was Kaveya Chayiv, that everybody has a chiyuv to fast on Shivas HaBetamis. Hagod, Ramo says, Miyu Uveris, or Menikos, a pregnant lady, or a lady that's nursing, Shemitzaeris Harbe, she has a lot of pain, it bothers her a lot to fast, Ein Lesanis, they do not have to fast these 4 fast days. V'yafilu eino mitztarois, eino mechuyovis lesanois, ele shino gulahachna. And the Rambam says, even if they don't have that much pain, still like they were not mechkabel upon themselves, the chiyuv to fast, but the minig is lahachma that they do fast. In other words, the minig is that even a pregnant lady or a lady that's nursing should fast, unless she finds that she has pains. V'davka, the Rambam says, begimut sumas. Tisha B'Av, that's the Mohammedic Tainus, then even a pregnant lady or an Isha that's nursing has to fast. Now exactly when an Isha is considered at the beginning of pregnancy, so the Mishmura says, some want to say when it's Hukar HaVlad, when you could tell it's noticeable, or else it could even be Mekel after 40 days of Yetziras HaVlad, also she's called the Moberis already. So it depends if she has tsar, she has pains that's bothering her, she has a right to eat, even on Shivas HaBetamis. Hu adin, if she feels weak, if she feels very weak, also she has a right to eat. Because being weak at the beginning of pregnancy is a sakana, therefore if they're feeling weak, they have a right to eat also, a pregnant lady or a lazy that's nursing. And the same thing would apply if they're a chole, if they're sick. Even though they're sick, there's no sakonis nefashos, but as long as they're sick, they have a shame, a cholam, also they would be allowed to eat. Now, even at a time when you are allowed to eat on Shivas HaBetamis, who are then by children, that even if they understand the inyan of Zeichel Churban of Avelis, still we do not make them fast the whole day, they're allowed to eat. However, even though they do eat, we have to make sure that they should not eat too much, and should not enjoy themselves, not to give them goodies to eat. They're only allowed to eat what they have to eat, in order to keep them going. But they still have to remember, today is a tainus, today's a day we're feeling bad about the Churban Habayis, and it's not a day to enjoy yourself by eating good things. And Hu Adin, the Mogen Avraham brings down, that Kitanim, small children, Machilam Oisam, Lechem umayim lehisab lematibur. We give them water and bread to eat today. That's all like. That they should also feel bad, have avelis with the tibur. So he says that's only dafka cotton sheesh le das lesabel. If a cotton is old enough to understand the inyan of avelis, of feeling bad for what happened, then even though we don't make them fast, they're allowed to eat, but again, we should not give them good things to eat, only things that will keep them going. Now, even though the Ramah only says that a muberis, a pregnant lady, or a lady that's nursing, if she has a lot of pain from the fasting, she does not have to fast, the Kaf HaChaim says that hu adinami anoshim, even by men, that are very weak people, or is the kainim, or else older people, shahatainus utzar godolahim, that by fasting a tremendous amount of pain to them, also yesh lohokal. They could also be mekel and not to fast these three tainus in, only the tainus of Tisha B'Av. But he says it's providing that the doctor also says that the fasting is what's making it worse for the person. Let's say anyway the person is in pain or is not feeling well, and whether he fasts or not won't make any difference, then he does not have a right to eat. Only if the fasting causes him to have more pain, to make it worse for him, and he's a very weak person, and it's a lot of tsar godl, it's a lot of pain for him to fast, then he has a heter not to fast. Now the halachas are that these three tainuses of Shivos Betamuz and Asar Betavis is mutarim berechitza. You're allowed to wash yourself, v'sicha, you're allowed to rub yourself, unilas asandu, we're allowed to wear shoes. V'tash meshamita, who are then you're allowed to be with your wife on these days. V'yein sarach lahavsik behem meboyjoyim. You do not have to stop eating like before Shkia at the beginning of the night, but rather you're allowed to eat the whole night and the tainus first starts in the morning, by daybreak. Now the Achrenim explain that even though we're allowed to wash ourselves, Rechitz and Sichis Mutter, it's only because when the Chazal will kaveya this tainus, like they didn't want to be kaveya at the same chumra of Tisha B'Av, because Eina Tzibah Yechodom Lamed Bo, it's too hard for the Tzibah to do this. However, it's brought down, though, the Achrenim bring down that a Baal Nefesh, somebody wants a big, big machmir, is yachmir bekulot. He has a right to be machmir all these halachis, k'moy b'Tisha B'Av, just like on Tisha B'Av. Now, this chumra, if somebody wants to be machmir, is only upon rechitza and tzicha, not to wash himself and not to rub himself. However, wearing a shoes, that's brought down that they should wear shoes, because otherwise it's like a joke, people make fun of you. Now, the Taz brings down that the minig now is not to wash ourselves during the tainus of like Shivos Betamuz. But the Prima Godim says that only means bechamin, in a hot shower. That's not to wash yourself in a hot, take a hot shower on Shivos Betamuz. Ava b'tzoinin yeshleim adishori. But to take a cold shower, that is mutter to do. V'hu adin pon of yodav raglo bechamin is also mutter. You're allowed to wash your hands, your face, and your feet, even with hot water. This is mutter to do on these three tainuses of tainus of Tzum Gedalia and Shivos Betamuz. And Asar Batavis, it is only Tisha B'Av that it's also. And Hu Adin is brought down, the Shlo says, that a Baal Nefesh, again, somebody wants to be a very big machma that does everything, so he should also tzorch lahafse gam b'boyjoyim. There's also to stop eating even before Shkia, the day, like the night of Shivos Betamuz. Not eat that night. However, the minig is by us is that we do eat the night time. It's only by daytime that we fast. And no other than the minig is to wash ourselves and to have sicha even on a tainus. So therefore, if somebody does want to eat, like in the night time, the night of Shivos Betamuz, even if he goes to sleep, he should have in mind before he goes to sleep that he plans to eat before daybreak. And therefore, before Olas HaShachar, he's allowed to eat. Because the tainus first starts at Olas HaShachar. Now exactly when Olas HaShachar is, it's a big suffix, it's not exactly Borer. However, on a Derabbanan L'churi could be Mako that 72 minutes before sunrise, that's called Olas HaShachar. Okay, so 72 minutes before sunrise, then you would be allowed to eat the night of Shivos Betamuz. Now the Mechavis says, like we just said in Tov Kuf Samech Dalid, that Kol Taine Sha'ichlam Boi Belaila, when you're allowed to eat the night before, so you could eat ad sheyal omer hashachar. The Mechaber says, v'hushul layoshen shinas kva, you did not go to sleep. But if you went to sleep, then you wake up, you're not allowed to eat or drink. Unless, you, like we spoke out, you made a tenai, you made a condition before you went to sleep, that you still won't eat. Then the Ramah says, though, V'yeshem, some say, though, Tebishtiya, if you want to only drink something, ain't sorach tonight. For this, you don't have to make a condition before you go to sleep. Because most probably people think about that, that in case they do wake up, they will still want to drink. Therefore, you're allowed to drink even if you did not make a condition before you went to sleep. But lechatchila, it's better if you do plan to eat before you go to sleep, like to make a condition, you still plan to eat or drink in the night time. However, if you didn't make the condition, then lechur, when you wake up, you could be makel to drink. However, to eat, you should not eat then. Now, we know on davening, on Shiva Sabatamas, whenever we have a tiny tzibur, we say anenu. Now, the minig is the shliach tzibur, he even says it during shacharis. And at the end of the bracha of rain of anenu, before we say bracha to Hashem, girl Yisrael, that's where the shliach tzibur says, anenu Hashem, anenu b'yoyim tzoyim taniseinu. However, yochid, when we daven Shimon Esrei, belachash, quietly, we do not say anything during shacharis. Only during mincha, we say anenu. And our minig is, we say anenu at the end of Shemei Atfila. And before we say, Ki ator Shemei Atfila, Kol Pe'amcha Yisrael, we say anenu Hashem, anenu, b'yom sometime anenu, and we end off with the bracha of Shemei Atfila. Now it's brought down, let's say somebody forgets to say anenu, even by mincha time, he does not have to daven Shemon Esrei over again. Now even after he already finished saying Baruch Ator Hashem Shemei Atfilo, right away he remembers, still he does not say anything then. However, he could say it at the end of Shemon Esrei, when before you say Yil Erotz and Imrei Fi, like before you take it 3 steps back, there you could say Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. And you say it, but now if you say it at the end of Shemon Esrei, like in between Alakai Netzor, and Yil Rotzen, you did not end off with a baruch. You did not say baruch to Hashem Shemei Tfilah. You just say the Tfilah of Aneinu Hashem Aneinu B'yom Tzim Taniseinu. Then the Mechaber says in Tifkon Dalet that Toiv Loimer B'tachnunim Shachat Tfilah Samincha is at the end of Shemon Esrei by Mincha. Like when we're saying after Elokai Netzor, we say Tachnunim, like right before Yil Rotzen, Liach Elokai Netzor is an Indian to say Ribon Kol Ha'olamim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Golov Yadu Lefonecha Shebezman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim. At the time when we had the Beis Hamikdash, Adam Choyt of a person did an Aveira or Makriv Korban. He used to bring a Korban for his Kapara, for his forgiveness. V'yein Makrivim Imenu Elechel Bevedomai. The only thing that was brought on the Mizbeach from the Korban is the blood of the animal and the fats of the animal. And the Gemara in Brochas on the Yud Zayin Omer Aleph ends off that we should say Yirotzem Lefonecha Shechelbi v'domi shenismait emenu hayoyim b'taynezeh kilu v'krafti esatz v'lekorvin. Now we should say that we are fasting today and we are losing some weight, like our blood and our fat that's lost should be considered as if we brought a korvin. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that v'loy nogu achshav loy mezeh, the meaning is not to say this, but he says lo yadati loma, he doesn't know why we don't say it. And v'nochon loimroi, it's good to say it, he says. Shekeinu b'brochus v'turim. This is what the Gemara in Brochus says, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings down. Therefore, it is a good thing, at least, to have it in your mind at the end of Elokai Netzor, before Yil Rotzen, to realize and say that we are fasting today, and the fasting should be a kapara for us, as if we brought a korban. Now we know on every Tainus Tzibur and on Shavuos V'tamos we say Slichus in the morning by Shacharis. Now the locher is that a yochid, if you daven privately by yourself, you are allowed to say Slichus. However, the Yud Gimel Midas, that we say Hashem Hashem Kerachem Mechanon, that a yochid, a private person, should not say by himself. That we only say when we daven b'tzibur, when we have a tzibur minyan davening together, then we say the Yud Gimel Midas Hashem Hashem. But a yochid should not say it, even though he is allowed to say the slichas. Now that we say the shliach tzibur when he davens, like in, when he says over Shmon Esrei by Shachris, he says the bracha anenu. That's only if there are 10 people in the shul that are fasting. If you don't have 10 people that are fasting, then the shliach tzibur should not say the special bracha of anenu. And the same thing if the shliach tzibur himself, like, should be somebody that is fasting. If he's not fasting, he should not daven for the yomid because he cannot say anenu if he's not fasting. However, if there's nobody else in the shul that knows how to daven for the yomid, he's the only one, then he could daven And it's better that he does daven and rather not be like a shliach tzibur, there shouldn't be a kaddish or a kedusha. So on the Taina Tzibur, we also lain from the Torah, both by Shachris in the morning and by Mincha. We lain by Echal, both by Shachris and by Mincha, and by Mincha we have the Aftera. Now the Locher is Lechatchila, you only lain if you have 10 people there that are fasting. If you don't have 10 people that are fasting, then you should not lain. However, it's brought down like this a difference. That if it's on Monday and Thursday, then anyway there would have been a Kriyas HaTorah by Shachris. So then we lain, even though you don't have 10 people are fasting. Because anyway, you're supposed to lain from the Torah. So it's not called the Bracha Levatola. However, if it comes out on Sunday, or on Tuesday and Wednesday, or on Friday, then you have to have 10 people that are fasting. But some want to say that, let's say like on a Tainas Tzibur, like a Shivas Tebetamas, since it's a Tainas Tzibur, then it's enough if you just have 7 people that are fasting in Shul, and the rest of the people are not fasting, you could also lain the Torah. Okay. All right, turn over. And the same halacha would apply that the Shliach Tzibur, the one that's davening for the Yomid, if there are 7 people there that are fasting, then when he says over the Shemon Esrei, he could say Ameinu in the Bracha of God, Goel Yisrael. Now the Shliach Tzibur also should be somebody that is fasting because he has to say Ameinu in the Shemon Esrei. However, if you have nobody else in Shul that knows how to daven, only the person that is not fasting, it's better to let him daven. Now, koponim, they'll be like a kedusha and a borchu, and they'll have a kaddish. Who are them when they lay in the Torah? The people that get aliyahs should also be people that are fasting. However, the Orcha Shulchan says that on a tainus tibur, that there's a chiyuv to lay in anyway, so then a person that's not fasting could get an aliyah. Now, we paskin on a tainus tibur, the lachur is you're not allowed to taste any food. Even if you only want to taste to see if the food is good or not, and you want to spit it out right away, we're more paskin that we're machmer b'chol tainus tibur and v'ochi noigin not to taste any food. However, the Mishavur brings down that let's say you're preparing now on a tainus for a sudis mitzvah. Let's say at night, let's say there was a bris that day, and at night you're making the sudis mitzvah for the bris, and you are cooking, and you want to taste the food to see if it tastes good or not, then you could be mekel even on a tainus tibur to taste a little bit of the food, but to make sure not to swallow it, but rather just to spit it out right away. Now the Mechaber also paskins that on a tainus tzibur, like on Shiva Sebetamis, even a person that every day of the year he washes out his mouth, he just like rinses out his mouth with water and spits out the water, still on a tainus it's not nice to do it. You should not do this, because we're afraid still some water may go down, you may drink some water. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that uvemokon tsar yesh lahatir rechitzas peh b'mayim b'chol tainus tzibur. That if you have a lot of tsar, a lot of pain that bothers you a lot, that if you can't wash out your mouth today, then even on a tainus tzibur you are allowed to wash out your mouth. Rak, but you should be very careful to make sure like your head is bent over and not to pick up your mouth in order to swallow the water. Or you should make sure that your head is bent over that you're not going to swallow any of the water. You're just putting the water in your mouth like to rinse out your mouth and spit it out. See, if it's very painful for you to go without washing it out, then you have a heter to wash it out. And the Orach HaShulchan also explains like this, that if you put the water deep into your mouth and rinse out, there we're afraid maybe you swallow it. But if you just put it at the tip of your mouth, like mainly just to wash off your teeth, to brush off your teeth with your hands, he holds that would be mutter to do even on a tiny sibur, only maybe not Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. But on a Shiva Asa B'Tamis, it would be mutter like with your hands, to rub with water along your teeth, just like wash your teeth, but to make sure you not swallow anything, just spit it right out. And this is only mutter to do with pure water, and not with any other type of liquid that has a taste to it. That's also because then you will have some enjoyment from it. And here the Morgan Avraham brings down, like to swallow your own saliva, that is mutter to do even on Yom Kippur. Even on Yom Kippur that you're not allowed to swallow any type of a liquid, even if the liquid is not drinkable, still, but your own saliva, that the chlal is not considered part of shtiya, of drinking, that's like part of the body. There's no issur in swallowing your own saliva on a tainus, or even on Yom Kippur. Now, the locher of a tainus is that you're not allowed to eat anything, or drink anything, even a mashu, even a little bit. However, if you eat less than a kezayis, you do not lose the tainus. It's still considered you have a tainus. However, if you eat more than a kezayis, that is considered like you broke the tainus. So now it depends. This is only if you only made like a neder, you put upon yourself, you're going to fast a day. So then we say if you ate a kezayis of food that day, it's not considered like you fasted. You still have to fast another day. However, by a tainus tiber, let's say like by Shiva Asta B'tamis, since on this day there's a chiyuv to fast, even if by mistake, or even if you had intentions to eat some food, and you don't have a heter to eat, like you're not a person that's sick, that you're allowed to eat, but you're a healthy person, and you have a chiyuv, you are mechuyev to fast. But you broke the fast and you ate food, even if you ate more than a kezayis, that does not give you a heter to continue eating the rest of the day. As soon as you realize that when you stop eating, you have to stop eating, and the rest of the day you still have to act as if it's a tainus, you cannot eat more. Because lemaisa today is a tainus. So even though you ate a little bit, it doesn't matter, you're still not allowed to eat more. And the Mishabura Paskins brings down from the Nohar Sholem, in such a case where you forgot yourself, when you ate a kezayis, you ate some food, so since the halacha is you have to stop eating and continue fasting, that now when it comes to Davin Mincha, you would be allowed to say Aneinu in Davening Mincha. Because even though a person, let's say that's sick, that he has a heter, he's allowed to eat on the tainus, when he davens mincha, he does not have to say aneinu. He's not allowed to say aneinu. Mashen can hear this person that has a chiv, he's supposed to fast. Just he made a mistake or even with intentions, if he went to eat. But then when he stops eating, since the law is, he's not allowed to eat anymore, so he is allowed to say aneinu when he davens mincha. Now in a case, let's say on Shiva Sabatamas, if somebody would go to eat food, so he's saying when he realized that he has to stop eating and the rest of the day is called a tainus for him, he does not have to fast another day. This is considered the tainus that he's makayim the tainus of Shivas V'tamis. Only if the person wants to do it Mishum Kapara, he wants to have a forgiveness for what he did, feeding on this tainus, then he's allowed to fast another day. But Mikra then we hold that you do not have to fast another day since you are continuing fasting the rest of this day. Now the Mechaba brings down at the end of Simin Topkuf Samaches that kol hashori b'tainus, anybody that's fasting, then show you misana atzerosa, even if it's a private fasting, or your chalomai for a dream, then show you misana matzibur altzerosim. Whether we're fasting even a tainus tibur, hareza lo yina gidunim biyatzmi, you shouldn't make yourself very comfortable. For lo yika roishoy, don't be like in a happy-go-lucky mood. For lo yisomach v'toiv leiv, el doyig, you should be worried vo'inein and feel bad. In other words, on a tainus tzibur, we have to feel bad for the things that happen, and like we said before, for the Rambam, being the matzah of doing tshuva, and not in the matzah of the son being happy. Who then is brought down that you should watch yourself not to get anger, not to be bekas. It's very bad on a tainus to get angry, and if you have some business to do, you should do it be emuna or v'nachas be'yoseh shliyavu lechlal kas. Try and be very careful there on a tainus tzibur, not to get yourself angry. So when you do the business, which you are allowed to do on a tainus, or do it benachas, easy, not to get angry. Now we know from Shivasa Betamas until Tisha B'Av, there are 21 days. And these 21 days, the 3 weeks, are called the Bein HaMetzorim. The Pasuk says, in Eichel, Kod Roiz Feha Yisiguhu, Bein HaMetzorim. And the Chomim, the Gemedrash in Eichel says, that Eilu Yimei HaTzorah, these are the days of sorrow. We have a lot of pain and sorrow. Shebehem Ketev Meriri, which is the Shmoi Shel Shade Mazik, that's the name of the Mazik, the Shade that's Mazik. Motzi is found around. Vishar Mazikim Sholtem Behem. Vesoros Rabbis Veroys Motzuas Yisroel Boderis Vyom Heilu. These days, a lot of bad sorrows, a lot of bad things happen to Klal Yisroel. Vichein Chorav Habayis Barishoinu Vishniyo Vyom Heilu. There was the Churban Habayis, Hamesa Mitish Harishon, Besa Mitish Hasheni, Shel Mitzorim Omotsu Motsuk, Mishum Kach, Hukfu, Kol Yimei Ben HaMitzorim Le'evol, Al Churban Besa Mitish. Therefore, these 3 weeks, like every day of the 3 weeks, is needed to be kaveh, to put yourself away, to feel bad about the Churban of the Besa Mitish. Now, we have a lot of halachas that Mitzvah Shem will go through, maybe another tape, about Chodesh Av, about the halachas that applies in 9 days, and by the halachas of Tisha B'Av. However, even at the beginning of the 3 weeks, from Shiva Sabatamas on, there are a few halachas that we are noyig. like Lamashal, we're knowing now not to get married, not to make a chasna, not to make any simcha, any dancing, any singing from Yud Zayin Batamuz until after Tisha B'Av. We don't sing, we don't listen to music, the minigis. At certain times, there are haterim, you have to ask a rov. But just tam b'tera simcha, to make a party, to make a simcha, that we don't do during the 3 weeks. Huadim, now the minig of Ashkenaz is, the Ramos minig is, not to take a haircut from the beginning of the 3 weeks, for the complete 3 weeks, not to take a haircut, and huadim, not to shave. However, people that go to work or have to shave, they should ask a rov, sometimes they are mekol, they have a heter to shave. But if for no special reason, the minig is not to shave or to take a haircut for the complete 3 weeks. Huadin, the minig is not to make a bracha of a shehechiyonu during these 3 weeks. In other words, even though you're allowed to buy clothing, you're allowed to buy new things, only the 9 days you're not allowed to. But from Shivas of Tamazon, you are allowed to. However, the minig is like not to use it or to eat it or during these 3 weeks in order not to have to make a bracha of a shehechiyonu. Since these are the days of Zmana Pronius, therefore we don't make a bracha shehechiyonu. However, the minig is that on Shabbos we could. Therefore, if you buy new clothing, so you should set it aside to put it on the first time on Shabbos, and then to make the bracha shehechiyonu, if you know you to make the bracha shehechiyonu on new clothing. Rather, the Zman is there, usually the minig is not to make a bracha shehechiyonu on new clothing, since we get them often, it's not such a big simcha. But who adin if you eat a new fruit, that the halacha is to make a shehechiyonu, you should wait and not eat it during these 3 weeks, rather wait to eat it first on Shabbos, then you can make the shehechiyonu. However, if a mitzvah veras happens that you must on bris milah and you make a shechiyano by the bris milah, then you do make the bracha or by pidyon haben, then you do make a shechiyano. However, a person that is sick and like he has to eat the fruit and therefore this is the first time he's eating this new fruit, then he should make a shechiyano even though it's during the 3 weeks. Then the mechaber also brings down at the end of simin tov kuf nun aleph that Tzorech li Zoher mi Yud Zayin b'tamiz at Tisha B'Av shlelelech yechidi midalet shoyis at Tesh shoyis. That these 3 weeks a person should not walk himself from the 4th hour until the 9th hour. Mishum shebehem ketem riri shalit. So that's the time when this mazik, the shade, the mazik, ketem riri, takes over. And also the Mechaber says, v'la yakwa tamidim b'yomahim. You should not hit your tamidim during these days. And the reason is, since these are Zman Aperonius, the Mazikim are Sherlet now, we should not go to hit the Rebbe, he should not hit his Talmidim now, and the Udin has brought down that a father should not try and hit his son these 3 weeks as much as possible. And if you have to, you have to. But as much as possible, try not to give punishments Peronius during these 3 weeks. Then the Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Kavonos HaRizal that used to, he wrote and said, that a person should be Yisabel by Yom Mahim. It's every day of these 3 weeks, a person should have a little bit feeling of Avelis, Acha Chatzi Hayim, after midday, V'yivke K'moy Chatzi Shor. And he should cry like for half an hour. In other words, he should sit down and be Mizbeinen and feel bad about the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. And some places have the Minig that they say Tikkun Chatzos by Chatzos Hayim. Even though the whole year you say Tikkun Chatzos only by midnight, these 3 weeks, since it's an Indian to have Avelis of the Beis Hamikdash, they say Tikkun Chatzos by midday, by Chatzos Hayom. However, about this Indian of not to walk outside, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Ikar HaKpodu is not to walk outside Baderach when you go on the road. Whereas traveling from one city to another city. But walking in the city itself, then it's Mutter. But he also brings down that the meaning from the Arizal, that people say Tikkun Chatzos these 3 weeks by Chatzos Hayom. He's excluding except on Erev Shabbos and Erev Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh and on Erev Tisha B'Av, then you should not say this Tikkun Chatzos. Now the rest of the halachos are special about the 9 days and about the Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av and about Erev Tisha B'Av and about Tisha B'Av. Mitzvah Shem, those halachos we'll talk about in the next tape. Now I'd like to go and talk about the Inyan that Chazal will convey it to do certain things, Zeichel Lechurban, which the Mechaber talks about this in Simin Tov Kuv Samach. And the Mechaber starts off and says that, Mishechorav Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, Tiknu Chachomim Shoyeboi Sador, And the Torah adds here to say that Shebechol Dover Simcha, anytime we have a simcha, a happiness, a gathering of happiness, Shiyobozeche leChurban Abayis, we should always do something there to remind us of the Churban Abayis. And the Beis Yosef explains it, V'yasamchu Akro, we have a posik in Meshkechech Yerushalayim. And that's the minig why by a chasna we break the glass, Al Zecher leChurban. Now here the Mechaber says that the Chomer was Mesakein, Shoyis Ador, Shein Boinim, Lo'ilom, Binyin, you're not allowed to build a house, Mesuyad, Umechuyar, Kebinyin Hamalochim. You're not allowed to build a house that you have a siyod, means you put sid, which is like white lime, white paint. In other words, to paint the whole house nicely, or else Mechuyar, means to make nice pictures, meaning tiyurim, over your house, or else like put wallpaper over. Elatach beisa betit v'sad v'sid, or mishayu mokum amal amal k'neged ha-pesach. V'loy sid. That the etzer is, you have to leave over by the entrance of the house when you come inside, a space, one amal by one amal, without the white paint, or without the wallpaper, or without the design, the decorations. This is zeichel l'churban habayis. Whenever you have a house, you should not paint all over, but make sure you leave over one part that's an amma by an amma, zecha for the churban habayis. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that v'hinei bizmaneinu loinogu l'shayir. The minigvest in his times were people did not leave over a space of one amma by one amma, like a foot and a half by a foot and a half, without paint. The Yefshi said maybe the reason is mishum desoimchim al hayesh mekilim, that since it's not pure paint, you have some other stuff mixed into it, it's all right. But he says, "Akoponim tamua." The Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't understand it. Shrei melavnin habatim besid lavad. We use mamish pure paint. We use nice paint to paint the house. So you should have to leave over one amma by one amma without paint. V'ef should dafka b'minei sid anikra gufya shulavin b'yoser. Maybe the issue was only on very very white paint. Mashenkein sid shalonu. The Mishnah says, "There's not a good teretz," and he doesn't understand. He does not understand why the minig is to be matir, and therefore the churban pastures. It would be a good thing to do this way. And I know I saw in Eretz Yisrael people are like that. Like when they paint the house by the entrance, when you come inside the house, the first teflach that you could see on the opposite wall, they leave blank. They don't paint nama by nama. Al zeicha for the churban. Who are then, if you would have a wallpaper or other tsiurim, colorful things there, should have to leave over one amma by one amma. Some achronim are mesupik, maybe you have to do it in every single room of the house. However, this you could be makled us at the entrance of the house, at the beginning of the house. If you leave over one amma by one amma, that is enough. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, who are then would help, like to blacken it. Like, let's say if you already painted it, it would be all right also to make heker there, like one amma by an amma, should not look so nice. That would also be okay, because the reason why you're doing it is to make a zecher remembrance of the churban of the bayis. Now it's brought down when you build the Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash, there you don't have to be makbid, there you don't have to leave over anything. You can make it look as nice as you want all over, there you don't have to make a zecher for the churban. Then the Mechaber says in Sif Beis, V'chein eskinu sha'erech shulchan. If somebody prepares the table, he's making a suda, la'asai suda l'orchim, he's inviting over a lot of guests, he's making a big meal, a big suda, that mechastin emenu mat, you have to leave over something. Or meniach mokum poni b'loi karvan, leave over a place on the table empty without putting a portion of setting there. Menakaros aruyas la'asai shom. In order to have a zecher for the churban. And the achronim say, even by a suda's mitzvah, like a bris milah, by a chasna, it also applies this halacha. However, by a suda you make in your house on Shabbos for Yom Tov, then you don't have to leave over anything. Now, exactly what this means, we don't know too clearly, that you shouldn't bring everything that should be on the table, and you should leave over a place that's empty. So some people want to say the reason why we're not knowing this is manazir, is because we don't know exactly what really should be there. Like, everybody brings only what they could afford. So if people would see, like, you're not missing anything, they don't know, or even if something is missing, it's not Nikki, you can't tell it's because of the churban habayis. People will say, just you can't afford to have more. That's why usually we don't have this minig, like not to bring certain things to the table because of zeichel churban. However, some achronim want to say, yes, you should always try to leave over one small space empty like that, you could do. One place on the table should be left over empty when you have a big suda for zecher of the churban. Chuvadin is brought down when the women put on their jewelry. They should not put on everything they have at one time, but always leave over some zecher for churban. Chuvadin, the meaning is brought down that kashachos a nice isha when you get married, lekeach efer makli, takes some ashes, the nice in beroisha v'mokam anachas atfilin. You put it on top of the head, on the place where you put on your tefillin for zecher of the churban. And the Ramah says, V'yesh mekayme shenogu l'shaber kois b'shas chupa, we break a glass by the chupa, or losu mapir, to put a mapir or else something black on top of the chosin's head for remembrance of the churban. And the Ramah ben Zohar, for chol elu advorim k'dei lizkor es Yerushalayim shenemar v'meshkochech Yerushalayim im loyal es Yerushalayim aroisim chosi. So the Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, V'chein gozro shalei lenagein b'kli shir. He also made a gzera not to play instruments, to make music, V'chol minei zemer, V'chol mashmiya kol shel shir l'samech b'em. Anytime you're playing instruments to make music, to be happy, al zeicha l'churbin, we're not supposed to play the instruments of making music. Now the Ramah says, V'yeshemrim, some say, Davka mi shirogu b'hem. Only somebody that does it very, very often. Kagoyin hamalachim, like the kings. Sha'im din v'sheikh v'makli shir. They go to sleep and they wake up always when they have the instruments playing for them. Such a playing of instruments, that's also zeich l'churban. Oy bebeis ha-mishta. Or else when you're drinking wine, when you're having a simcha of mishta, there it's also to play instruments, even though you don't do it so often. Just this one time, it's also to play music or to hear music, b'shas you're drinking wine. That's called too much simcha. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that when you're drinking wine, it's also even to sing just with your mouth. That's mashuf the Gemara like that, that you should not sing when you're drinking wine. That's considered too much simcha. That's also to do. And the Mechaber really says it, that the also l'shemim mefnei ha-churban. And not allowed to listen to music when you're drinking wine, mishum the churban abayis. Even just to sing with your mouth when you're drinking wine, that's also. Shenema, because the pasuk says, "Beshir lo yishtu yain." Ukvar nargu kol Yisrael leima divrei tisbrachos oshir shloi dois. V'zichron chafta kodesh brachol lo ala yain. That's mutter. If you're not stam singing, but you're saying chazli Hashem, you're singing shiras which is brachos, you're giving back praises to a kodesh brachu. That's mutter to do, even though you're drinking wine. And the Ramah ends off, V'chein letzerech mitzvah, V'gein mebeis chosin v'kala kol shuri. Like if it's a sudish shel mitzvah, then it's mutter to play the music to be besimcha. Like by a chasana, you're allowed to play music and to be happy, even though they're drinking there. But the Morgan Avram says, even so, you should not be l'smeach b'yoser. Don't get too much high with the music, with the happiness, because still you always have to remember the inyan of the Churban Habayis. Hu adin by a suda of a siyim, when you finish your masechta, that's also called the suda's mitzvah, and there it's also mutter to play music, even though you have drinks, even though you have wine. Now, lemaisa, everybody knows there's a famous tshuva from the Moshe Feinstein in the Igeres Moshe in the Chelek Orachayim, the first Chelek in Simin Kof Samech Vov, that he holds that the Rambam Shita and other Shitas Rishonim are that there's a chiluk between singing music with your mouth or playing with instruments, hearing the instruments. He wants to say that by singing in your mouth, then it's only also when you have wine, in front of drinking wine. If you're not drinking wine, then it's mutter to listen or to hear music that's sung. However, to hear music from instruments, he holds that's also even when you're not having a mishta, even when you're not drinking wine. Still, azeich lechurban, you should not hear any music that comes from instruments. Which this is a chumrah, the velt, a lot of people are noig lehokil in this, that they do listen to music even though it comes out of instruments, as long as it's not al hayayin. However, from this comes out the minute that I call upon him during the 3 weeks, people are at least machmer or during sevira, people are machmer like not to listen to music so much then. Because there are some shittas that learn that even the whole year round, it's not so posher the heter to listen to music that comes from instruments. So even though people are mekul throughout the whole year, Rakol Ponim, at these times, during the 3 weeks, especially when then is a special inyan to have Zeichen for the Churban Abayis, maybe there is an inyan to be machmer now during the 3 weeks and not listen to music from instruments. And then the Mechaber ends off that Osir Lo'odom Shimale Pivs Choyk Breilom Azeh. Breilom Azeh, you're not allowed to open up your mouth very wide with laughter. So the Mishbrur explains, Shehasimcha Yeseiro Meshkachas HaMitzvah. Stam, too much happiness takes away from mitzvahs. V'yayin betaz or preacher brings down the afilu besimcha shal mitzvah, v'goyin b'chasn or purim lo yamale pizchoik. Even b'zman of a chasn and by purim, with the suda simcha shal mitzvah, still you should not open up your mouth too wide with choik, with laughter. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains this, when k'sha'oisik b'yaschoik z'man meruba, meaning somebody is sitting down just to laugh, for a long time, that's not right. Im acherim. Avos choyk v'yama les lombo. Just a little bit laughter, that's all right. Then the Mechaber brings down in Sifkot in Simin, Tovchuv Samachalev, that Horoya Ore Yehuda. If anybody now sees the cities of Yehuda, Bechorbonon, Oimer, Irk, Ore Kotshecho, Hoyo, the Korea, and the Zechi of Korea, to rip your clothing. Only when you come close to the Ori Yehuda. The same thing applies to Yerushalayim, that Haroya Yerushalayim B'chobono is Oymet Tzion Hoyso Midbar Shumomo Kishiroya Beis Amigdash Shema Beis Kodeshenu B'tefateinu V'Korea. And also the Zechiyev to rise Korea. But just like by Avelis we rise Korea, the outer beggar we have to rip to be Megala the Lev. Here also, when you see Yerushalayim or the Mokum and the Beis Hamikdash the first time, you have to rise Kriya. Miechen Chayev Kriya, when you come close that you could see it. V'chol Kriya, it's a Tefach. You have to rip your clothing at least the size of a Tefach. And it's brought down, Mishmur brings down that, by the Beis Hamikdash, V'hanich Nasata L'mokum HaMikdash Chayev Koris. If somebody walks now in the place of the Beis Hamikdash Chayev Koris, Shekolonu Tumeya Mason. Therefore now it has Kedusha that Mokum, we're not allowed to walk there. And they said, Korea Ayin Bach, Shechayev, Lishtachavois, you have to bow down, Velikroyas, Begodev, and rip your clothing. Velivchois, and cry, Lisoinein, Lisabel, Achurban, Besamidish. Olekoine, Beloime, Mizmol Yosef, Atsoif, Okeshekorea, Mavorach, Vyema, Baruch, Dain, Vemis. When there's without a shame or malchus, you should say Baruch Dayan Emes. Alright, we're not going to go into too much these halachas right now. Now, Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Aruch Chaim, Simen Aleph, Sivkotin, Gimel, the Mechaba says that Rol L'chol Yirei Shamayim, Sheyehei Meitzar V'doyek Al Churban Beis Hamikdash. It's proper for anybody that has a little Yirei Shamayim to feel bad, they should bother him, and they should be worried about the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. And this applies to every single day of the year, and of course, now during these 3 weeks, which is the Zman HaChurban, we have to feel bad and be misabel on the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Now because of this, there's an inyan of saying Tikkun Chatzos every night. The Mekubalim talk about how important it is to say Tikkun Chatzos at night, which people cry and feel bad about the churban Abayis. Now, the Shlor brings down and says, Kosav Shlor Shebechol Suda Yomer Anohores Bovel. As every Suda before we bench, we say Anohores Bovel, which also makes us remind us, think about the Avelis of the Beis Hamikdash. Over Shabbos, what we say, Shir Hamalis B'Shub Hashem. But the Ikur the Mishmur says is, Sheyeda Makomar, a person should know what he's saying, V'yacha Kavona Salev Hein Advorim. You have to go with the kavona, how a person feels. In other words, you have to realize what we're missing, the churban abayis, what was taken away from us, the makam hayofi, the makam where the shechina was, the makam where Kodesh Baruch Hu was living, how nice it was then, when we had the kahanim, the avodosim, meluvim, b'duchonim, the yisroel b'mamodim, we had the tshenkai, the tferes for klai yisroel, everybody's able to see the special Beis HaMikdash, that we were doing the avodis Hashem. The Shechina was there, everybody felt close to Hashem, the Ashpah, one and everybody. And now, Bezman is there, we're missing that, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the special Mokum HaShechina, we're missing something. And even though we're used to it already, we live with it, but that's not right. We're supposed to feel every single day this inyan of having avelus, feeling bad about the churban of Beis Hamikdash, to realize that we're missing something. This is not the way we're supposed to be. We're in Golus right now. And in Mitzvah Shem, we're supposed to be Mitzapel Yeshua. We're supposed to wait and hope every single day. Mitzvah Shem will come to be as Goel Meher of Yemenu, and will be Zeich again to have the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, which will come down Min HaShemayim, and will come down completely made already. That's Rashi Shita. And the Gemara says the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi could come down even on Yom Tov, or even at Laila. So Rashi asks the question, I ain't Binyan Beis Hamikdash Balaila, or on Yom Tov. Rashi says that's only the first two, where we had to build them. Mashenki in the third one, which is already built in Shemayim, that Kodesh Baruch was just going to bring it down, that could come down at any time. And it's always brought down that the more a person is Mis'abil al Yerushalayim, the more we feel bad about it, we realize we're missing something, that's only a schus, a schir, that we should be Zeicha, again to get back the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. Like Chazal always say, the Kol HaMis'abil al Churban Beis Hamikdash, is Zeicha v'roya v'nechama v'binyan Beis Hamikdash. It will be Zeicha mitzvah Hashem to see the third Beis Hamikdash. But our koponim poshet gereh, this is the avodah now of these 3 weeks of the Ben HaMetzorim, to think about it, to realize what we're missing, how nice it was then, and to really feel bad and to cry about it, about the Churban of Beis Hamikdash, to be Mesabal al Yerushalayim on the Beis Hamikdash, and the Mitzvah Shem b'schuz zeh, we should all be Zeicha Mitzvah Shem to see the Bias Goel and Mashiach, Heru Yemenu, to see the Binyan Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi.